averus, which includes chai b'mitzvus beis din. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara presses on. So then why not also chai b'yaseh? So the Gemara initially says, based on the language of tishmor, which is a lav, lashon of a lav. What about lav she'en bo maisa? Why do we say there's no malchus for that? So the Gemara says initially because of lasos, which indicates there has to be a lav she'ish bo maisa. The Gemara presses on. What about lav she'en bo maisa? How come we don't get malchus on that? So the Gemara answers something new. Where it says, because we know that the pasuk of Sachzim Shor B'disho is juxtaposed with the parsha of Malkus in the very same section. And so it's indicating that in order to get Malkus, the Aveira has to be Dumya Delav de Chasima. And therefore, that would exclude a Lav Shenitika Asay, since the Sachzim Shor B'disho doesn't have any Asay that is attached to it. And therefore, only a Lav that's not Nitika Asay would get Malkus. But a Lav Shenitika Asay is different than Lav Dechasima. The Gemara therefore goes back and says, now that I've established this parallel to Lav Dechasima, this would also help us to answer the earlier two questions regarding Chai Ve'aseh, and why there's no Malkus for violating an Aseh, as well as the case of Lav She'en Bo Maisa, because both of these examples do not correspond to Lav Dechasima. Lav Dechasima is a Lav, not an Aseh, and Lav Dechasima is a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. Okay, this is where we left off. And I'd like to be able to use today's shiur to understand better this line of Gemara that Lav Dechasima plays a very important role in establishing the Chi of Malkus or the parameters of the Chi of Malkus for the various Averis that we know get Malkus. So I want to first begin with what I mentioned yesterday to take a look at a Tosis in Bar Metzia Dav Tzadi Amadeis. We have over there a very interesting case of losachsom, that a person would muzzle the animal and not allow it to eat while it's threshing. But typically, losachsom means that you do a maisa physically to Elior. I only see your name. I don't see you. Elior, you're there. Okay, you must have gone out for a second. All right. Typically, losachsom is a maisa physically with your hands, where you take the muzzle and you put it on the animal. You don't allow it to eat. What about a case in the Gemara discusses chasma bekol? In other words, you sound off. You make a loud sound every time the animal is not physically muzzled. The animal has its mouth available to eat. But every time the animal is bending down to eat from whatever is, in the grass or whatever it is, so Rashi explains, so the animal gets startled. Every time the animal is about to eat something, you stop it. Sorry? Can I hear it? Can you hear me? Bosa, you can hear me, yeah? So what happens? You are accomplishing a chasima without a maisa, seemingly. Right, you didn't actually do a maisa. You just shouted at the animal, and over the course of the time that the animal was threshing, the animal was inhibited from eating because of you, but not a maisa gamur in the sense of taking your hand and putting a muzzle on the mouth of the animal in that regard, but simply with your voice. So we have a machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now, typically we assume, as we saw in the first parak regarding Edom Zolmin and so on, and other gemaras of this nature, we would normally assume that dibur is not a maisa. Maisa means a maisa physically. Dibur is not a maisa. And yet, when it comes to this case of chasma b'kol, for whatever reason, there is an opinion in the Gemara. We'll have to explain it. We're not going to fully understand it today, but just to be aware of such a Gemara, there is a shita, Rav Yochanan, that this constitutes a maisa. This fact that you, through your voice, caused the animal to be unable to eat, and you accomplished the chasima of the animal without physically muzzling it, but muzzling it in terms of the concrete results, that animal was unable to eat, accomplishes what chasima does in terms of a maisa, but you did it through a dibur. So Rav Yochanan says chayiv. That would also get malchus. And Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish says Pater. And the Gemara explains why Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree. The Gemara says over there, Rav Yochanan says Chayev, Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. We look at the fact that you moved your lips in order to utter those words or those screams, that sound that you used to stop the animal from eating, that movement of your lips constitutes a maisa according to Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, no, kala lo havi maisa. Okay, so here we have to understand obviously a lot about how to square this Gemara according to Rav Yochanan, for example, with the fact that we generally assume that kol is not a maisa. Normally, the Zomin is considered lav she'en bo maisa. We saw earlier Rav Yehuda, for example, who holds lav she'en bo maisa lokan olav and daf dalet amid beis. He learns it out from Motzi Shemra and from Edim Zomimin. That was the Gemara there of Mamet Sinu that he uses to learn out to all after Imbu Maisa. Nu, what are we using? We're using an example of cases of Dibur, Motzi Shemra and Edim Zomimin. So normally we wouldn't assume that a Dibur is a Maisa because Akimas Fasav Havi Maisa. So it must be something specific about the Akimas Fasayim of Losachsom, perhaps. There's a lot that is said about this. Tosis and others try talking about the idea of the dibura is avid maisa. In some way, through your dibura, something was instantly accomplished. The animal was muzzled through your dibura, so therefore the dibura rises to a level of a maisa. Okay, without getting into the nitty-gritty of exactly why over here we treat the dibura of chasfima, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least, as a maisa. But let's turn to Reish Lakish. And here we have a very interesting kasha that Tosis asks. In other words, we have a Shlokish who says that if a person would muzzle the animal through a dibur, so that does not consider itself a maisa, and therefore there wouldn't be malchus. But Tosis asks, in effect, then really we have circular reasoning if we read our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say, as we read yesterday? This is the very chap kind of a question of Tosis. Why is it that a lav she'en bo maisa in general is in lokan alav? So the Gemara's maskana is hashta de asas lahachi. So why do we exclude a lav she'en bo maisa from getting malchus? After all, the pasuk says in losish molasos the hifra shem es makoscha. Wouldn't it include all averus as well as lav she'en bo maisa? So the Gemara says because dumya de lav de chasima, right? So the Gemara is saying the reason that a lav she'en bo maisa doesn't get malchus is because it's not analogous to the iser of losachsom, because losachsom is a lav she'yesh bo maisa. So lo and behold, says Tosis, according to Reish Lakish, how can Reish Lakish say that if a person does losachsom without a maisa, because he did it b'kol, and according to Reish Lakish, we don't say akimas fasayim havi maisa, we don't consider the dibor by the case of losachsom to be a maisa. So where does Reish Lakish say, in effect, that there's no malchus? Says Tosis, to the contrary. If you say that you can accomplish losachsom, even if you didn't do a maisa, because dibur is not a maisa, according to Reish Lakish, then why do you say to begin with that every lav she'en bo maisa doesn't get malchus? Why, says the Gemara? Because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. In other words, because a case of losachsom involves a maisa. No, not correct. Losachsom doesn't have to involve a maisa. You can have chasima al yidei dibur. You violate losachsom without a maisa. So to the contrary, according to Reish Lakish, we should say, not only should losachsom get malchus in the case of chasma b'kol, but every lav she'en bo maisa should get malchus because it's not dissimilar from lav de chasima, because lav de chasima itself need not require a maisa. That's the kasha that Tosis has. Very interesting kasha that relates directly to our Gemara. In other words, should we say that the makar, the lav she'en bo maisa lokan olav, is dumi the lav de chasima, and Reish Lakish is of the opinion that chasma b'kol is not considered a maisa, and therefore, says Reish Lakish, there is no malchus for losachsom al yidei kol, tektosis to the contrary. If chasima need not require a maisa, then why shouldn't every lav she'en bo maisa get malchus? Because after all, even chasima doesn't require a maisa. This is Tosis Kasha. Let's read it inside if you don't have it, or if you do. V'im tomar, This is on Rish Lakish, who says, Potter, Akimas Fasab Lavi Maisa Vim Toma Vahabaresh Elohen Alokin Amrinan Had the Beinam Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Why do we require Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa for Malkus? Mishim de Kul Lavi, Gamin Milav de Chasima, Mishim de Samachar Boim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, Vahasima Yesh Bo Maisa, Vahashta Lavish Lakish, the Chasna Bekol, Les Bo Maisa. So according to Rish Lakish, the Chasna Bekol is not considered a Maisa, Neymar, the Lucky. We should say that you get Malkus, the nail of Mikulu, the luck, Yalav, Shemba Maisa. But I might potter hacha bechasima gufa, Kimba Maisa. Why are you pattering bechasima? To the contrary, we should always machayev by Lav, Shemba Maisa, because even chasima can be violated without a Maisa. Okay, so that's the kash of Tosis.
Rebbe?
So, yes.
This is based on that. Because there is a possible way to do the action without a Maisa.
Correct.
Like what we were talking about yesterday, because it can be done without a Maisa, then it can be considered a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa.
That's what Tosa seems to be saying, at least in terms of classifying. Because what we have right now is the issue of classifying. What type of a Lav is like Chasima? What type of a Lav is not like Chasima? So if chasima itself doesn't have to be with a maisa, so then why would any lav require a maisa to get malchus? It's like lav de chasima, even if it doesn't involve a maisa. So let's see. Tosis does give a teretz, which is a little bit approaching what you think you're alluding to. Tosis teretz number one is the Yeshuomar, the Savar Ishlokish, the Iker Kra, Lo Airi, Ela b'stam chasima the isba maisa. In other words, the fact that you can have a case, which is not a typical case of usachsa, you can have a case that you can muzzle an animal al yidei kol, but that's not nistama what the Torah is talking about. When the Torah says usachsam shor b'disho, Torah is talking about dibar kasev behove. How does a person typically muzzle an animal? He does it al yidei maisa. So therefore, the losachsom of the Torah is discussing losachsom al yedei maise. And therefore, when we use the standard of dumya de losachsom for all lavin, it has to be similar to the losachsom that the Torah is typically referring to, a common example of losachsom, which would be what the Torah is discussing. So therefore, that's what we have to look at to define lav sheyesh b'maise, lav she'ein b'maise. Because losachsom is usually ayde maisa, that's mistam what the Torah had in mind. Therefore, that's the lav that we need. This is teretz number one. Teretz number two, Tosa says, you know what? The Gemara started off with another answer to the question of why we don't also include lav she'ein bo maisa as part of the list of imlosishma lasos. The Gemara says because of the word lasos. So inami nafka lega rish lakish ki'idach shinuya demakis. The Dorish Milasos, the Ein Lokin Ela Belav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. In other words, at the end of the day, even though the Gemara says Hasta the Asis Lahachi to answer Lav Shenitek Lasei, and then we can go back and answer the other kashas, it could be that regarding the other kashas, we still have the fallback option of answering the earlier answer using the answer of Lav of the fact that it says Lasos, and therefore Rish Lakish, who happens to hold that Lav de Chasima is considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. You don't have to have a maisa for chasima. So regarding the tour of lav she'ein bo maisa for malchus, he'll have to search for another makor, and he'll have to go back to the makor the Gemara initially said. So in terms of dumya de lav de chasima, it wouldn't be enough to exempt lav she'ein bo maisa. It could be good enough to exempt lav she'bechlolos. It could be enough to exempt lav she'nitag asei. It could be enough to exempt chayvi asei. But specifically for Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, you couldn't use the teretz that the Gemara says Hasda Asus Gahachi to use the Lav the Chasima. For Rish Lakish, he'll have to go back to the Makor that we initially said based on Lasus. These are the two answers of Tosis. A very interesting idea vis-a-vis Shitas Rish Lakish. Obviously, the Inyan of Akimas Fasayim, Havi Maisa, Lavi Maisa, is a broader topic that goes beyond what we're going to look at. But meanwhile, the Cheshbin of Tosis should be clear to everybody. L'fi shitas v'shlokish, mashgach asla, you can have a case of l'sachsom, presumably shaloi de'i maise. So then we've lost the line of Gemara that we use the comparison to l'sachsom as a way of limiting Malkus and excluding Rav Shein Bo Maisa. Seemingly, Lo Sachson is a Rav that also doesn't need a Maisa. So either you have to look at the answer because a typical Lo Sachson that the Torah of Nistam is speaking about is Yesh Bo Maisa, or Rish Lakish uses the other limit of Lassus. Okay. That's a separate Nakuda to finish from yesterday. What I'd like to do for the balance of the shir is something a little bit different, Rabbi Osei, than what you're used to. But I think it's kedai for all of us to appreciate the Yama Talmud and the depth of learning and to be exposed a little bit to something that you're not usually exposed to. So, and especially since it mamish relates, I believe, to the line of Gemara that we just read, of Dumya Dura Dechasima. So if we go a little bit, you know, in unfamiliar territory, I don't know what it was like for people looking at the, you know, Hasagas Ramban and the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot. It's not something we spend that much time on, but it is really a beautiful limud, and I think we can appreciate, hopefully, a little bit of what we can do. So how many of you had a chance to look carefully at the Ramban and maybe at the Kinas Sofrim underneath? How many of you?
No.
No. What? Okay. It was a little bit different, right? All right. Let's do the following. Okay. Let me give a little hakdama, and then we'll go right into the issue that we want to discuss. Those of you who were around Junesman a couple of summers, Junesman, we actually did parts of the Sharashim of the Rambam, and they're online as well. The Rambam, as you know, before, separate from Mishneh Torah, wrote many other chiburim, other works. And something of a hakdama, you could say, to the Mishneh Torah was the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam made a point of counting mitzvahs. The Gemara only gives us the number Taryag without telling us what goes into Taryag and what doesn't go into Taryag. So the Rambam made a point of listing what he felt were the Taryag mitzvahs. The Rambam's efforts were not done in a vacuum because there were many others before him who also counted mitzvahs, and most notably the Bahag from the period of the Gaonim. The Bahag had his count, and many of those counts were very much accepted by Klal Yisrael. When I say accepted, I mean we know we have to keep the mitzvahs, but there was apparently a really important endeavor that people made out of knowing what the mitzvahs are. Apparently, there's a special inyan to know what are the mitzvahs of Torah. There are many piyutim that we don't have as much said today in our communities, but for hundreds and hundreds of years, they were said on Shavuos as part of the davening. Various piyutim that were called asharos, many in the manner of a piyut, of a poem, and they were meant to capture the Taryag mitzvahs. Rav Sadia Gaon, who there was a three-volume work by Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau on Rav Sadia Gaon's Sefer HaMitzvahs, was really one long poem. And that long poem, it wasn't as long, it was a poem, became three fat volumes of Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau to analyze all kinds of sugyas and shas, using Rav Sadia Gaon as a springboard and understanding his shita versus all the other shitas. Now, the Ramban felt very strongly that the Bahag included things that he should not have included, and left out things he should have included. And for example, mitzvahs drabanan, the Rambam assumes, should not be counted in Taryag mitzvahs, and the Bahag seemed to include mitzvahs drabanan. And there were many other examples where the Rambam felt that the Bahag had made a mistake. So what the Rambam did was as follows. He created his own Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is what he thought should be the correct count of Taryag. What are the Ramach? You could almost say that this was like an introduction to his Mishneh Torah. Because if you notice, in the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, whenever you open up a new set of halachas in the Rambam, you'll see before you get to halacha aleph of the first perek, the Rambam will tell you, in these halachas, there are X number of mitzvahs, and he lists for you what those mitzvahs are, which shows you that the Rambam meant the Mishneh Torah to be a companion work with the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So that knowing the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam and what the Rambam felt are the Taryag Mitzvahs, now whenever you're going to open the Mishneh Torah, before you begin Halacha Aleph or Perek Aleph of Hilchos, whatever, you should understand that what we're going to have in these halachos are an elaboration of the mitzvahs, HaTorah, or mitzvahs Drabbanan, whatever they may be, that I already codified in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and then I told you there's Drabbanans as well. After the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says there are other things, but basically whatever is in the Torah as part of the Rambam's count are going to be mentioned at some point before you get to the first halacha of the first parak of any given set of halachas in Mishneh Torah, which shows you there was meant to be a companion volume. Now, besides for writing the actual list of the mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs, who's speaking?
I heard before that maybe that some
you're
people...
I'm not reading this so clearly. Go ahead. Yes.
I've heard before that some people say that Rav Sadra Gaon's poem was not really ever intended to be a Sefer Mitzvahs. What's the accepted, thought on that?
I'm not hearing exactly your question. Your voice was going in and out. Try again.
I said that I've heard that some people say that Rav Sadra Gaon's letter wasn't meant to be Sefer HaMitzvos. Is that the accepted? I know Rav Yerucham Perlow still elaborate on it, but is that the accepted approach?
You mean Rav Sadra Gaon's poem?
Yes.
Are you talking about Rav Sadra? Rav Sadra Gaon wrote it, if I'm not mistaken, for Shavuos, for the liturgy. And so since that was commonly done, that in the Rambam, in his introduction to his Sefer HaMitzvos, he talks about, and it's an interesting thing to when you have a little extra time to look at, the Rambam says, I see all these people reciting these Asharos on Shavuos, and they're saying the wrong count. They have all these poems, and these people are writing poems, and a lot of people wrote poems, and many, many of these compositions, and a lot of them don't even know what they're talking about. They don't know how to learn, so to speak. The Rambam is berating those Asharos and that list. Rav Sadra Gaon, I believe, wrote this poem as part of like another composition of Asharos. But again, Rav Yochanan Mishael Perlow decided to use that, obviously, as a work to fully flesh out and understand all kinds of inyanim relating to minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, now, so we just spoke about the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam did something else. If you would refer to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, even though it's Dafka in Arabic, it's interesting, even though it's, and Mishneh Torah was Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, but if you were to refer to the Sefer HaMitzvos as a preface, if you will, to the Mishneh Torah, so then you have a preface to the preface. What do I mean? The Rambam did the following. If you open up any volume of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, you'll see that before you get to the actual list of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, you'll have 14 sharashim of the Rambam. And what those sharashim are principles, a shorash meaning a principle, of why the Rambam feels there should be certain things included in the list of Tayag and other things not included. Each shorash is a principle in its own right. And again, you can open up and see the Rambam's words speak for themselves. The Rambam will tell you, since it's not his words, it was a translation, but the basic idea is clear. You read it, you'll see what the Rambam says. Mitzvahs Rabbana should not be included. If the Torah, the Torah gives you, tells you, keep my mitzvahs, keep my Torah. That's not counted as a mitzvah in its own right. If the Torah gives a reason for a mitzvah, that doesn't count as a mitzvah. If something is not knowing Yimot HaMashiach, various kolim of the Rambam. So basically, every one of these shirashim, the Rambam is bringing proofs to his principle. Now, when he was doing it, he was obviously criticizing many others, including the Bahag, notably, for things that the Bahag counted and the Rambam felt should not be counted, and vice versa. So there were many that came to the defense of the Bahag, and then there were many who came to the defense of the Rambam to defend the Rambam for those who came to attack the Rambam for his criticism of the Bahag. And that's why you have more than the Rambam on the page. So you have the Ramban. The Ramban has hasagos to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, including the 14 Sharashim. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that the Ramban always himself personally agreed with the Bahag. It could be that he himself would even be inclined to agree with the Rambam, but he didn't feel that the Bahag should be necessarily dismissed. So he would oftentimes defend the Bahag from the hasagos of the Rambam. Then you have others that came about, and many of them lived in the 1600s, and they are found on the page below, such as the Megillas Esther, the Lev Sameach, the Kinas Sofrim, the Maganisa Tova. These are all great rabbis that lived in different places, Constantinople, in Livorno, in Italy, and Toledo, Spain. These are all different great Gedolim who made it their mission to defend the Rambam from those who thought that the Rambam was overreaching when he criticized the Bahag and that the Rambam's rules maybe didn't necessarily have to be correct, and they came and defended the Rambam. So we're going to insert ourselves into one of these polemical issues, but more than polemics, real Torah, to understand a particular critique that the Rambam had on the Bahag and what the Ramban and one of the rayas that he brought from an Indian having to do with Malkus, and then the Ramban's deflection of that hasaga of the Rambam, and then the defense of the Rambam by the Megillas Esther, the Kinas Sofrim, the Lev Sameach, and to try to glean from all this one nekuda l'inyaneinu that could perhaps shed light on understanding one line of our Gemara. When the Gemara says, Dumed Rav de Chasima, I think what comes out of all of this would be a very simple question in understanding what exactly does it mean to say that we learn out Chiyuv Malkus by Lavin in the Torah because of the fact that the Torah says Lo Sachsom right next to the Parsha of Malkus. So what exactly is that going to mean? Seemingly, this would be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, at least the way I understand it, looking through the prism of the Megillas Esther, the Kinas Sofrim, the Lev Sameach, in how they defend the Rambam and how the Ramban must have understood otherwise. Okay, so that's my little spiel to introduce what we're about to do, but obviously there's so much more that could be said about the whole notion of Sefer Mitzvahs and the whole endeavor of Sefer Mitzvahs and the individuals involved and everyone who's coming into stepping into the fray. Okay, let's do the following. Shoresh Yud Dalet of the Rambam in his intro to Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam's Shita is, and this I did give you to look at, in his count of Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has a separate mitzvah for each of the four mitzvahs based in. Again, the Torah has Tarag mitzvahs. What are they? We don't know. Do we consider every one of the mitzvahs based in a separate mitzvah? Really, you could argue maybe three possibilities, if you will. We could say that all of the mitzvahs based in are all one mitzvah. They're all details of a larger idea called Viata Ramikir Becha. Maybe all of the mitzvahs based in are one mitzvah. At the end of the day, that's personally the Ramban's Shita himself. That the Viata Ramikir Becha is the mitzvah and the details have to do with the Arba mitzvahs based in. On the other extreme, one could have said, and this is where the Rambam is going to try to push back against the Bahag, because the Bahag seems to consider every instance that the Torah says for an Aveira Ploni or Plonis, that there'll be an Onesh of Skila Srev Harib Chenek. So every situation that the Torah says, put that Balavera to death with whatever Misa, that counts as a separate mitzvah. That's the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag seems to say in his count, Yud Ches Niskalim. There are 18 people who have skila, meaning we counted 18. Asara Nisrafin. There are, again, you can look at the Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, Elen and Nisrafin. How many do you have there? There are 10 examples in the Torah of people who get Srefa. Sounds like 10 separate mitzvahs to put each of those 10 people to the death called Srefa. Shnei Neharagin. There are two examples of Hereg. That means... For example, Rotseach and the Yonidachas, the Tisha Nechnokin, and there are 9 of Chenek. Comes out, if you add them all up, 18 and 10 and 2 and 9, you get 39 Mechuyabe Mises Deizdin. Presumably, according to the Bahag, 39 separate mitzvahs. Shitas HaBahag. The Rambam is in the middle. The Rambam, as we know, counts each of the particular mitzvahs based in as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. So for example, mitzvah Reish Chavvav is the mitzvah of Laharog Esa Ovrim Aksas Mitzvahs B'Sayif. That's one of the four mitzvahs based in. Whoever is subject to Sayif, so the one mitzvah in the count is for based in to carry out Sayif against whoever it might be. mitzvah reish chav zayin, shetzivano lachno ka'ovrim al ksas mitzvahs milchados, whatever those mitzvahs are, there are nine of them. So all those examples, when Beis Din puts any one of those nine people to death with chenek, so it's the one single mitzvah that they fulfill in any of those situations. That's the mitzvah chenek. Reish chav ches is mitzvah sreifa, lisrofa ovrim al ksas mitzvahs. And then reish chav tes is skila. So this is Shitas HaRab. The Rambam brings a raya to his Shita, la'afuke the Bahag. Again, what seems to be the Bahag. It's not so partial at the end of the day if the Bahag means it, but the Rambam took the Bahag to mean what I just said, that every one of the individual cases of a person who gets that balavera, gets that onesh, that counts as a separate mitzvah. What's the raya of the Rambam? I read you, again, I don't want to go through all the lessons, we don't have the time, of the Rambam. You can certainly look it up. The in Shoresh Yudalit, the raya that we need to focus on is as follows. The Rambam explains how every one of the mises based in is a separate mitzvah. He says, you know what else is a separate mitzvah? The chen gam ken ra'u yimana, you can look on the top of your pages if you have it, yimana hamalkius mitzvah. In other words, if you go back to Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah reish chav dalit, that's before you get to the four mises based in, the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, shetzivanu lahakos b'ritzua ha'ovrim ha'mitzvahs miuchados. Those who violate select mitzvahs in the Torah, there's a mitzvah to give them malkis. The pilo hashofet, the ikonu, the ikol afanav. So that's a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam now in Shoresh Yudalit says, there's a separate mitzvah for each of the arba mitzvahs based in, mitzvahs haniskalin, mitzvahs hanisrafin, mitzvahs haneharagin, mitzvahs hanachnakin. And as well, there's a mitzvah to give malchus to those who are chayiv malchus. Says the Rambam. The Ein Ra'uy, I'm reading from the middle, if you have your pages in front of you, the Rambam's words himself. The Ein Ra'uy, Shenimne, Koprat Me'ageda Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Don't go as far as looking at the specifics of each particular skila. This is a Machal Shabbos B'skila. This is an Obiadoni B'skila. Don't go to the specific context of each individual case of skila and count that individual Aveira and person who's getting put to death with skila as a separate kiyum mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah of tayag. Ad shenoma derech mashal, for example, that one would say, and this is again what the Rambam is attributing to the Bahag, shenitztaveinu lisko mechal shabbos mitzvah sasayachas. There's a mitzvah to be sokel mechal shabbos. Uskilas balov mitzvah shenis. That's another one of the niskalim. Uskilas ovid avodah zarah mitzvah shlishis. Minyan ha-mitzvah, k'minyan ha-ishim, ishim are the personalities, shei mechuyavim mitzvahs beizdin. To the extent that you're going to say that the minyan ha-mitzvahs is corresponding to each individual person who's chai of that particular misa. K'mo she'asa zu'asenu mi'bilti yishtadlus. The zu'asenu are the others, he doesn't mention them by name, the Bahag, for example, those others who don't really make much effort, and they decide that we should consider every particular situation that you put a person to death for that aveira as a separate mitzvah. Here's the punchline. What is the Rambam's raya? Yehoshua, are you there? I see you're, can you put yourself on? Yehoshua, maybe you went out for a minute. Okay, wonderful, great, okay. She'ilu haya hadavar kein. Yeshaya. She'ilu haya davar kein. If it would be that way, then what? Haya ra'uy gam kein. She'nimne kol malkus u'malkus bifnei atzma behechrach. So what would be? Elishama, you ask a question. No? Your hand was up. No. If we would count every single situation,
Rabbi's in the short in the Sharish Arbasar.
I'm reading page Kuf Study Dalid in the words of the Rambam now. I'm reading the middle of the page, the Rambam's words, about halfway down the page. The Rambam is saying, if you would count every individual balavera who gets put to death in whatever method as a separate of mitzvah, to put that balavera to death with whatever misa, and to put the other one put to death with skila, and the other one, each one individually, if that would be true, then we should count every individual avera that gets malchus as a separate mitzvah. Kol malchus u'malchus b'fnei atzma b'hechrach ad sheyiyeh halkoas ochel nevela, the mitzvah to give malchus to one who eats nevela, mitzvah b'fnei atzma, a mitzvah to give malchus to one who ate nevela. V'halkoas ochel chazir, and to give malchus to someone who eats chazir, mitzvah shenis, will be another mitzvah. V'al kras ochel baster b'cholav, mitzvah shlishis. V'al kras lo v'shatnis, mitzvah revius. In other words, you have to step, now you're going to individualize every balavera that has malchus and count a separate mitzvah to give malchus to that balavera in the same way you're doing it by the mitzvahs based it. And if you would do that, says the Rambam, you have a major problem on your hands, because how many mitzvahs, I say, do we know that there are? 248. And how many people get malchus? The Rambam famous count. The Remez, Yilku Zedim, what? 207. 207 and 248 is how much? 452, right? That's more than 400, right? So the Yisrabu Az, mitzvahs as say, Yosem the Abin Meos mitzvahs behechrach. So what do you see from here? We don't count every balavera that gets malchus as a separate mitzvah to give malchus. Avo nimna min ha'onesh buvad, v'hu ha'malchus. We just count the onesh malchus as a mitzvah to give malchus to whoever. Kein lo nimna mechuyav abamisos. So we don't count the specific individuals who chayev those abamisos. Avo nimna min ha'onesh levad, v'hem skiva sefer ha'evichem. Comes the Ramban. And the Ramban says, no, this is not a good kasha. And the Ramban has a couple of arrows that he shoots at the Rambam here. So if you look with me at the Ramban in the right, the Hasogas Ramban. So the Ramban in the first paragraph paraphrases that we just read, right? Pasak harav, and so on. So he basically quotes, in short, what I just read from the Rambam. Says the Ramban, it's not correct. You have to look at the individual. He understands, he defends what seems to be the Bahag Shita, that you have to look at the individual cases of the people with Mechuyavim Misa on the one hand. So the Bahag would be correct in that regard, and he brings rayas to that. Unlike the Rambam, who says all the Niskalin are one mitzvah, all the Nisrafin are one mitzvah, and so on. On the other hand, when it comes to Malchus, the Ramban has no problem. When it comes to Malchus, it's different. Comes to Malchus, it's fine to count one mitzvah of Malchus for all the Mechuyavi Malchus, and he does not understand the Ramban's question. Zok the Ramban, the Ani Omer, let me tell you what I think. She'im nitfos haderech hazer b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. If we count the Ramban's count, Leos ha-minios v'chlau shasa lo saseh, the restrictions are part of the shasa lavin, the kiyum ha-onesh, and the fulfilling, the carrying out of the onesh be'ovrim, those who violate the minyan of a machmis asay, if you're going to start counting again, because the Ramban himself thinks that maybe uviyata or amikabecha is the entire mitzvah, but if you're going to start counting the method itself of misa, then you have to go all the way to the other side, to the Bahag. Kein ra'oi limnosan, sheyiyu kol onshe misas beizdin nimnen echad le'echad. That every specific carrying out of skila or sveifa and so on should be counted individually. Kiminyan ha'ishim. Not what the Rambam thought. Then you have to correspond the skila to the person. She'en mechuyavi ha'onshim. Lefish anachnu mitzdaveinu. Then you have to say we have a commandment. Mitzvah b'fniyatzma. Lisko mechal shabbos. B'nitzdaveinu mitzvah acheres. Totally different averas. So if it's a different avera, then it shouldn't be one mitzvah, which is to give skila to those who chayv skila. The mitzvah should be to give skila to the Mechal Shabbos, mitzvah A, and a separate mitzvah, mitzvah B, to give skila to an Obed Avodah Zarah. Velot shiva yis'ala osanu bahem mitzvah koleles. It's not a general mitzvah to do skila. The Torah doesn't say do skila. Ela b'cholachas maimah b'fnei atzmo, parsha b'fnei atzmo, mitan b'fnei atzmo. Now he gets a little cynical, the Ramban. What are you going to say? Maybe the fact that there's a common denominator here. In each case, you're doing the Maisa of Regima Sa'evan. So maybe that should be enough to say that it counts as one mitzvah because they have in common the method itself, even though the individuals suffering that Misa are different. But the mitzvah is to give the regimah sa'ev. Says the Ramban, if that were true, then you know what's going to come out? What should come out? Im kain, now this kash again, if we had more time, we could deal with this part also. We're going to get to the later part soon. But if you want to look on your own, you'll see how to resolve this and think about it. Im kain. If we would do that, then why about the following? Nimne hashvisa mimeleches avoda b'chol hayamim tovim achas. We know that there's a mitzvah of Shvisa Mimalacha on Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah of Shvisa on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah of Shvisa on Sukkot. If you go to Sefer Chinuch, which is patterned after the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, you'll see it as well. Separate mitzvah of Tayag, Rishbos Mimalacha on day X. Rishbos Mimalacha on day Y. Says the Ramban, I don't understand. If you want to count all the Niskalin as one mitzvah, even though they're different people getting Skila, why not also say that there's one mitzvah shvisa, shvisa mimalacha, on all the days that the Torah mentions should have shvisa. Why do we count shvisa mimalacha of this day as a distinct mitzvah and shvisa mimalacha on the other day? Now again, you have to start thinking what would be the yishuv on this kasha. There is what to say, for sure. And the Rabban continues. Another example. The nimna ha-shvisa me'avodas karka b'shmito b'yovel achas. So the fact that the Torah says not to work the land, not to work the ground of Shemitah, and also not to work the ground of Yovel, it's the same restriction, the same mitzvah to not to, to be shoveis. Why do we count a separate mitzvah on Yovel and on Shemitah? V'nimna ha-shvisa mimlacha b'shabbos yom kippurim achas. It should be counted as one mitzvah, shvisa on Shabbos yom kippur. It's called Shabbos Shabboson. Ut kias shofer b'rosh Hashanah b'yovel achas. There's a mitzvah tkiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah tkiyas shofar on Yovel. Nu, the same way the Rambam wants to count all the people who get skila, whatever the avera was, but it's not separate mitzvah to put that person to death with skila and that bala avera with skila. It's one mitzvah of skila. So then we should say there's a mitzvah to tkiyas shofar, whatever the times are to do tkiyas shofar on Yovel and on Rosh. Each of these kashas could be analyzed in their own way to be deflected. No doubt about it. You can start thinking, you look at the Nosi Kalim. It could be that the Geder mitzvah of Tkiah is different on Yovel, the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe one is a Maisa Tkiah, one is a mitzvah of Shmiah. There's a lot, and one is for a different purpose. There's a lot, each of these rayas of the Ramban could be deflected. The Ramban is making a point, though, it has to be addressed. Maishna, you know, this all this Niskalim being one mitzvah, and these examples where there's a mitzvah shvisa, that each day has its own mitzvah shvisa. Okay, but now I don't want to focus on this part of the Ramban. That's for you to think about. What we want to focus on is the next line. Okay, so the Ramban is therefore of the opinion that when it comes to Mises Beis Din, no question that you have to count not just the Niskalin as one mitzvah, but every individual case of a person who's chayv skila for whatever aveira, to put that person to death with skila is a separate mitzvah. So what was Rambam's kasha? If you're going to do that, then you should say the same thing by Malkus. That every bala veira that gets Malkus should be subject and counted as a separate mitzvah to give Malkus to that person, to the lovei shatnis, to the ochabas of a chalav, and so on. So the Ramban has a simple response. What does he say? Everyone ready? Yeah? Ready? The golden words of the Ramban. Avol ha-malkis ein dimyono le'ele dimyon yafe. It's not a good comparison. Why? Why is Malkus different than the Torah saying put a bala avodah zarah to skila and put a bal ov to skila, put a machal shabbos to skila? Why wouldn't you therefore want to count every avera of a lav to give Malkus to as a separate mitzvah to put that person to the onus of Malkus? What's the difference? Says the Ramban. Lefi. Shelo nitztaveinu al hamalkios b'chol avera b'fnei atzma. We have not been commanded in the Torah about Malkus for every avera. The Torah didn't say in the Torah, you eat basar b'chol if you get Malkus. If the Torah would say that, it would be analogous to the Torah saying, a person with avodah zarah, take him out and give him skila. The Torah didn't do that. The Torah didn't say in each and every case of an avera, give Malkus. Avot sivano yizbarach mitzvah klolis. The Torah gives us a general mitzvah klolis, achar halavin kulam, after speaking at all the lavin. The Torah says, a parsha Malkus. Shenilke, or shenalke al kol lav, Dome lav dechasima. The Torah says, I want you to know that you should give Malkus to every lav that's similar to chasima, to losachso. Kimo sheba b'perish hamakuba, like our tradition teaches us, that's how to interpret dome lav dechasima. Ubegoloi min hakasuv, od lo ba'u b'malkus el shtei mitzvahs. And what you see in the pasuk is stressing two mitzvahs. What is it? In Hayav bin Akosa Rasha, she appeal a shofet the call of fun of a boy. That if the person is worthy of getting Malkus, then you give him Malkus, whoever that person might be. The lo yosef la koso. The Torah speaks in generalities. The Torah says, whoever's bin Akosa Rasha should get this procedure called Malkus and lo yosef. So Rabosai, I want to take a poll. Who do you agree with? You hear the Rambam's Hasaga and the Rambam's Kasha, or you hear the Ramban's response? How many people still hear the Rambam, and how many people hear the Ramban's deflection of the Rambam? Or how many people need to hear the whole thing repeated? Yeah.
The Ramban seems like his raya against Rambam makes a lot of sense. I'm saying if you're not putting it in the Torah for each individual, but then again, the same thing goes for, couldn't the same argument be made on his Kasha of, oh, then all of the other things should also be said to have individuals. Shofar is also not said specifically in the Torah for each individual.
No, to the contrary. By bringing the mashal of shofar, he was showing you that it certainly makes sense to count every individual who's chayv skila and putting that person to death with skila as a separate mitzvah in the same way that you count shvisa on Shabbos and shvisa on Sukkot and shvisa on Pesach and shvisa on Shavuos as a separate mitzvah. So too, you would count when the Torah says to put this balavera to skila and this balavera to skila and this balavera to skila. So every individual that the Torah latches on to that case and says, carry out this onesh, the same way that every shvisa that's spelled out on a given day has a separate shem mitzvah for shvisa on that day. And the same way the Torah says, especially, uskatem, you should blow shofar shoshana, and Torah says, uskatem, that you should blow shofar yovel, it's separate. So based on Mises based, and it's also going to break down individually. The Ramban then comes back and says, what about the Kasha of the Ramban? That's what we're focusing on now. That the Ramban says, if this is true by Mises Beis Din, that every individual who gets a given Mises Beis Din counts as a separate mitzvah, why not say the same thing by Malkus? That every individual balavera that gets Malkus, it should be a separate mitzvah to give Malkus to that person. Says the Ramban in response, L'chora Dabar Pashut. He says, what's the difference? When it comes to Onshei Mises Beis Din, the Torah specifically spoke about the individual case, and latched on to that case and says, give him that misa, ba'esh yisrafu, uskalten ba'avanim, and most yumas, and so on. So the Torah says, that avera, there's an onesh. So then we could say, that onesh given to that person is a mitzvah by itself. Here, the Torah didn't go and say about every lav, the onesh to Malkus. The Torah has a parasha Malkus that stands apart and separate from all the asharos. And in that parasha, the Torah says that if he's been a kosher, you give Malkus. So the mitzvah is defined by the context. The mitzvah is that you give Malkus to those who chayv Malkus. And therefore you can't compare and say you should give a separate mitzvah for every count as a mitzvah for every person who gets Malkus. So that's the Ramban L'chor in Svara makes a lot of sense. So what would be the response for the Rambam? So Ein Shnei Nevi'im is not in the Sinon Echad. We know the rule that no two Nevi'im speak in the same exact language, but often the Nevuas are the same. If you look at the Nosei Kalim, I just show you a line or two in the various Nosei Kalim here, just what is focusing on this particular critique of the Ramban, that the Ramban says it's not a comparison to Malkus, and the Rambam made the comparison. So in the Megillas Esther, in the Leiv Sameach, in the Kina Sofrim, right, the Chutam Meshulash, three different Mefarshim in the page, I wanted to just show you what they say for the Rambam, and we'll try to elaborate a little bit for ourselves to sort of give it a sharper perspective. I'm assuming you have the pages in front of you. So let's first show you a line in the Megillas Esther, okay? So turn to page Kuf Tzadi Vav. Turn a page. Kuf Tzadi Vav. Look at the Megillas Esther on the first line. Okay? If you see where I am, after the little pause on the line, it says, Umasha Amar Od. He's basically tracking the Ramban's kashis on the Rambam. And he's now focusing on this line that we just read in the Ramban.
Where is Rabbi?
Okay, the page on the top in the Tzures Hadaf of Kuf Tzadi Vav. So just turn the page from where I was before. The bottom of the page, the Megillas Esther, the first word on the page is Lo Amru Behem, okay?
Is it next to Oz Beis?
Does everyone see where I am?
Is it next to Oz Beis?
It's Megillas Esther on the bottom of the page. The Amud of the page is Kuf Tzadi Vav. The first word of the Megillas Esther is Lo Amru Behem. I think you should have it. I think I copied it for you. If you don't have it, I will.
Yeah.
Umasha Amar Od. Okay, that which the Ramban also said, Ki Kushas Harav. That means the Rambam's Kasha Meinyan Hamalkis Eino Kusha. The Rambam's kasha from Malkus, that we should count everyone who gets Malkus as a separate mitzvah, is not a kasha, says the Ramban, the Pnei, Shaloba, Tzivoy, Lukos, Chayvi, Malkus, Becholam, Komos, because the Tzivoy doesn't appear in the Torah in all the places to give Malkus. Nirali, says the Megillas Esther, Kigam, Shaloba, Tzivoy, Bechol, Echad, Echad, Mehem, even though the Tzivoy doesn't go in every case, the Torah doesn't say, by Basa V'chola, by Nevela, get Malkus, Mikom Malkom, Hare Pirshu Lano Mekabali HaTorah, the Mekabali HaTorah, the Bali HaMesorah, the Chachamim explained to us, Sharaoi LaHalkos HaOvim Al HaLavim HaDomim LaLav DeChasima, that it's worthy to give Malkus to all who violate Lavim that are simply Lav DeChasima. He writes B'Kitzus, so what does he say? What's his defense? True, it's not written in the Torah exactly in that place, but we have a Kabbalah, we have a Drasha, we have a Masorah. What does the Masorah say? Sheraui lahalkos ha'ovrim alalavim, that it's fit to give Malkus to anyone who violates a law that's similar to Chasim. And therefore, the Rambam's Kasha is a good Kasha. What is he saying exactly? So for a little more clarity, turn to the Kinas Sofrim, just the next page, the Kinas Sofrim. On the third, this is the next page, now the Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So we're now going on the third line, Ad Kan. He quotes the Ramban, and he says, Ad Kan. The line begins, Ad Kan. He just finished quoting the words of the Ramban, who is critiquing the Rambam's Kasha. Says the Kinas Sofrim, the Gamba Zeh lo zachisi lohavin nativo shel chilok zeh. I don't understand the Ramban's chiluk. What was Ramban's chiluk? That by Malkus, the Torah has a separate parsha of Malkus. It doesn't speak about the individual Averis to say Malkus and an Avera. Therefore, it counts as one mitzvah. He says, I don't understand Mativo Shechiluk Zeh. Techiyuve Malkios no Madin Mibin. And here we can get a little more of a perspective on what the Rambam must have held. The Chiyuvi Malkios no Madim Mibinyan Av de La de Chasima. The Chiyuvi Malkios are learned out from a what? From a Binyan Av, mean a Mamatsinu, from the Lav of Chasima. The Gamri Mine, we learn out from it. The Halkos, the Chol Adomelo. to give malchus to all anyone, any lav that's comparable to losachso. Vaharehu ki'ilu nichtav hamalchus b'chol osan lavin she'en b'chiyuv zeh. It's as if the Torah would have written malchus by every individual lav. That's like, because what is lav dechasima doing for us, says the Kinas Sofrim? It's a melamed that anything that's like this gets malchus. It's as if the Torah would take that word, abon yakenu, next to losachsom, and imagine that those words would be written next to losochu kol nevela, as if it would be written next to losvasodi b'chalevimo. It would be written next to losubashatnes. It's as if the Torah would have taken the malchus, it's as if the Torah would have told you, this malchus is reserved for this lav, which is like lav dechasima, and like this lav that's like lav dechasima, and like this lav that's like lav dechasima. He continues, he says, because even when Mises Beis Din, it's not as if we know explicitly every single time. The Torah sometimes doesn't exactly say it, but we have to learn out that the onus is what it is. He continues, he says, v'chiyuvei Mises gamke nomadin b'midos tator medreshes. In other words, how do you know skila? It says skila sometimes. Sometimes it says demei and bum. Demei and bum, we darshan with yud gimel midos, it means skila. Most yumas doesn't say chenek, we darshan chenek. A lot of times there are things that have to be filled in the blanks. So he says it's no different over here. It's filling in the blanks. It's as if the Torah would have said malchus for every lot. This is how he kind of fleshes out what I think the Megillas Esther was saying. The chashivi, look again, the chashivi by the Mises Beis Din, ki'ilu nechtevu lehedya b'chol echamen, v'chein nomar b'malkis. So we're beginning to see in sharper focus what may be the nekudas hamachlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. If you just take another peek on the same page in the Leiv Sameach, just to see a little bit more of that same idea, the Leiv Sameach in the paragraph, that begins Kasav Oda Ramban. Let me see. Oh no, the very top of the page. Sorry, very top of the page. He says, the lone is Bayerli, the first line on the page of the Leiv Sameach. The lone is Bayerli, he says. Bitulo shel Ramban, Leraya, Shehevi Harav, Me Malchus. I don't understand what the Ramban is doing in negating the Raya of the Rambam. What do I care? The Torah didn't say malchus explicitly. Again, what do you see? The same echoing, the same idea, or really the Leiv Sameach was a little before the Kinas Sofrim. The Kinas Sofrim actually mentions in his Hadama that he was very inspired by the Leiv Sameach, and he was mechaven after he wrote his Peirush. He was mechaven a lot of times to the Leiv Sameach. In this case as well, they're both using the same type of idea. It's ki'ilu, it was written a separate malchus by every individual lav. So what do I have here in terms of the machlokes, the Rambam, the Ramban, pshat and argamar? What does the Ramban explain? How does the Ramban explain the Gemara saying, dumi adlav dechasima? And how would the Rambam understand Dumya Dilav Dechasima? What seems to be the machlokes? Who would try if only to catch it up, or you want to let me do it? What is happening here? Elliot, you have to go.
I missed the last thing I said. I got a little cut off.
Again, the Ramban says the Rambam has no raya from Malchus to Mises Beis Din. And Mises Beis Din, every individual who gets whatever Mises, and when it comes to Malchus, it's different because there the Torah didn't speak about in each lav to say Malchus. The Torah have parish to Malchus, Malchus to Yavera. So therefore, it's one mitzvah to Malchus, so where it might be. Shaking by over the Zorah, every individual gets Misa, the Torah says, give that person Misa. Comes, therefore, it's a very big difference. Comes in the Osekele, the Mikael, after this, and not some say, no. The Rambam feels it is a good comparison, because what we have in Lav Dechasima is the Torah telling us that you see Lav Dechasima, you see Malchus next to it, and what you know, what the Midas Torah Veshas, if you will, is that we take this halacha, it says Malkus, but not the Sfira, and we transcend it. Ki'ilu, the Torah would have written aboard the candle on every single half of the Torah. It's no different than Russia's and Midas Basin with the Torah might sometimes be more explicit, less explicit about the specific Misa. We have ways of filling what the Torah has in mind, most of you must, the main bond, whatever, places we have to learn out, whatever it is, you have to learn out, the Zahir Misa, the Torah doesn't say it exactly, but now we have Russia to fill it in. So it's like the Torah would be taken to Pasha's Malkus. It's 3 miles out, and if the Torah would be transplanting that came out because every single laugh. It's like a Malamed, love the Chassim is Malamed to every single laugh. It gets Malkus. That's the way the Rambam would have understood this door. Umas, what did the Rambam have to say? The Rambam would say, no, that's not what it's all. What you have in Pasha's Malkus is the general principle. The principle is you give Malkus to somebody who's worthy of getting Malkus. Why are you not close to Russia? That stands separate from everything else. The mitzvah is what it says. Give Malkus to Bina Kosa Rasha. What is the Chassidim mean according to the Rabban? It's just a way of helping us understand what virus don't get Malkus. So we're going to exclude certain things. It's a way of reality is filtering out certain things that don't get it. But the mitzvah is not that the Torah is telling us take a banya candle and put it onto every still lab in the Torah. Kilo is written on that special lab of a special owner's mouth. Rabbi understood. Kilo, the Torah would have written the mouth is on every single lab. It's not like a lab. The Duma Dilara Chassim is not just a way of, you know, filtering out, you might say, whatever is. No, the Rabban thinks it's one mitzvah of Malkus, unlike the examples of Jesus being when mitzvah defines giving the mitzvah based to the individual, but not whatever. Here, that it is to give Malkus to those who deserve Malkus. And the Chassim is the way of just knowing when it doesn't get included. Okay, that was such an interesting discussion that we had today. I'll just end with one. It's interesting to think about.
I asked the question.
Yes.
In this whole, I feel like in this whole conversation, we're only focusing on the part of Malkus that's allowed to Chassima. But what about the other parts of other cases?
Gevaldig Akasha. I like your Akasha. I had this problem too. What about Motzi Shemra? What about
Eden Zomerman?
Edom Zomimin, very good. It's a very, very, it's an excellent kasha. In other words, according to the Ramban, you're asking a Gevaldig Akasha of both sides. Mamish, I want to give you a hug if I could. You know, it's a beautiful kasha. According to the Ramban, L'chaira, which should come out, that we should have a seven mitzvah of Malkus, Motzi Shemra, and the seven Malkus of the parish may be of Edom Zomimin. In other words, because the Torah is specifically taking the Aveira of Motzi Shemra and saying this is. Yeah, you have to think of that. Very kasha. Once you mentioned it, I just mentioned one more thing as a moment to end with. We mentioned this also once in passing earlier. It's also very striking, but it's kedai in light of this gemara to be aware of this also. Also in Ksuvus Aflam Medez Amid Aleph Dibur Hamasu Deilog El Mishalim. If you go back way back to our notes, we quoted this tosis regarding the issue that we discussed. How do you know to extend the halacha of Enelok Mishayim, the cases both by Mammon and by Knas. So Tosus, relating to that issue, Tosus and Dalin and Beis asked it as well. Tosus says the following words, we're not going to go through the whole context, but I want to hear the words of Tosus. Ladvar Gemara really is interesting to hear what Tosus is saying. Tosus says, Yishlomar, came under the Rabban under a mayor, Aiden Zoman Lav Knasahu, Ukach Lo Yafina Moshe Shemra, Elain Loki Misham Nidirishato, the Hashta, Islan Lemelach, the Chol Duchtin, Ne Aiden Zoman, Lom Moshe Shemra. Now, here's the words I want you to hear. The Chol Malkios, Yafina, Mimalkos Aiden Zoman, I repeat, Tosus says, the Kol Malkios, Yafinan, all Malkios, we learn out, Min Malkos, the Eidus Zomen. The Samechlei Lav de Chasim, the Abun Yakenu, the Eidus Zomen. Tosus seems to be saying that all Malkios are learned out from the Malkos of Eidus Zomen. We've been saying we're learning that from the Malkos of Osasa. Tosus combines that with the Malkos of Eidus Zomen. There is a Pnei Yeshua. That word and what Tosus means is saying Malkos in general for our nearest. And Osasa gives you some details where what this to be dealt. Tosus is saying very strong language. We learn that all Malkos from the Malkos of Eidus Zomen. It's in some ways in line with what the Kastofim and the other Nosei Kelim were saying for the Rambam with one little shinoi. What the Nosei Kelim are saying on the Rambam is that we're learning that Malkios from the Malkios of Osasa. And then they said, it's the problem of saying Malkios in every single case. And just to say, you learn out Malkios from the Malkios of Eidus Zomen. For the Rambam, the answer is Malkios is Malkios to our various. And we have the success to sort of filter out and have a better understanding of when they wouldn't fit, when they wouldn't fit. But the mitzvah klolis, a mitzvah to give malchus. And it's totally different than the case of Mises Beis Din, where the Torah speaks about the individual Avera in the context of Mises Beis Din. It's people we had. Every Avera had been tagged with a malchus associated with it. Okay, Rose, I hope we can appreciate a little bit of this interesting machokes and the way that we learned it, and we have to pull it out of the, you know, unfamiliar territory. Questions? Comments? Yes, Elior.
Well, I'll go. I have a question in general, not on the shir.
Kasha before is a good kasha. Write it down. It's a gevaldig kasha. What about Motzi Shema according to the Ramban? Yes.
I have a question in general, so if someone has a question on shir, they could go first.
Okay. Yes, Evan.
Can Rebbe just clarify? I got a little choppy at the end, what he did with the Tosus and Ksubis.
All I see in Tosus, in that the line, you can read that line of Tosus. Tosus seems to say that the Malkus of Eidus Zomen is Melamed for the Malkus. So we were thinking if it's the Melamed is Losachsom, Tosus seems to say the Melamed of Malkus, all of it is the Malkus of Eidus Zomen. That's what Tosus' words seem to suggest, and the Pesachim is very excited about that. It sounds like it's overreaching a little bit. That's what Tosus seems to say. Ready? Any other questions?
Ready?
Yes.
Would I be able to ask you about the Ritzah that you read yesterday in Shir?
Okay. Yeah.
The Ritzah that we read yesterday in Shir, Rebbe wanted to say,